Sex for the Soul. Easy steps to a life of more passion, intimacy, love, and spiritual union. A program on tantric sex and sacred lovemaking with Nyaso Carter. For over 20 years, Nyaso Carter has been guiding, teaching, and counseling individuals in the area of sacred sexuality. At a time in her life when her peers went to college, she lived and studied in India for several years, and there she was introduced to Tantra as a spiritual way of life. Later, she went on to study psychology, and her work now is a synthesis of her Eastern and Western training. As an expert in her field, Nyaso leads workshops and retreats around the world. She's well known for co-creating the best-selling educational video, The Secrets of Sacred Sex, which has introduced thousands of people to a life of more love, intimacy, and pleasure. This program can be used as a guide and manual for your love life, showing you how to enhance what's already beautiful, helping you move through many of the challenges that are sometimes experienced in intimate relationships, and introducing you to lovemaking as a spiritual practice. Inside your CD case, there's a table of contents that shows the tracks, numbered and titled so that you can easily review the topics and exercises that interest you the most. Part 1 of this program looks at all the many factors that contribute to a good love life and to becoming more passionate as a human being. Nyaso will be teaching you many sexual techniques, explain the ancient practices of Tantra and Taoism, and offer you insights that lead to a physical, energetic, and emotional opening. With her as your guide, you'll explore what it takes to have true devotional lovemaking, sacred lovemaking that is full of wonder and delight. In part 2, you'll be instructed step by step in easy exercises, guided journeys, and assignments that teach you how to make intimacy and great sex more of a constant in your life. If you've experienced sexual trauma or feel the need for sexual healing, this program can be a beautiful part of your healing journey. Parts of this program were recorded live. Names and details of people's stories have been changed to protect their privacy. And now, Nyaso Carter.
Welcome to Sex for the Soul. I feel so fortunate because it's been my job for most of my adult life to help people have more pleasure, passion, intimacy, and love in their lives. And that's what I'm going to do now in this program. I'll show you not just how to have more pleasure. I'll also show you how to make having sex be the most heartfelt and sacred experience. Of course, I'll teach you how to have more fun in your sex life. But most importantly, you will learn how to make love in a way that touches both you and your partner's heart and soul. Love and sex are the two most powerful forces in all of life. Love is what brings joy and meaning to living. Love is the underlying life force that animates everything. Sex brings us pleasure. Sex helps us relax. Not to mention that sex can also make babies, thereby ensuring the survival of the species. When you think about that, it's an amazingly powerful thing in and of itself. Good sex makes us feel vibrantly alive, and good sex combined with love touches our very soul. It can ignite in us heightened and mystical states of consciousness and ecstasy. True lovemaking, the kind of lovemaking I want to show you here, is a mutual surrender. It's when I and my partner use the pleasure of the sexual act to transport us to something higher and vaster than our usual selves, a more expanded and transcendental place than we might be able to access on our own. I created this program for two reasons. One is that I want to support you on your spiritual journey in life. The other is because I want you to have awesome sex. Best sex I've ever had kind of sex. Sex that makes every cell of your body tingle with a pleasurable yes. Sex that makes you breathe much more fully, that melts your mind away and opens your heart with love and joy. Sex that puts a smile on your face and makes you happy to be alive for hours and days afterwards. I think you know the kind of smile I'm talking about, the kind that you can't wipe off your face even when you try. So much so that when you run into your best friend, he or she knows right away. and you're so tickled you're bursting to tell. Many of us have had this kind of soul-touching sex at some point in our lives. That's why we know it exists and why we long for it. Unfortunately, not so many of us can claim that it is a part of our everyday lives, and some have never known it. To have consistent, amazing, soul-touching sex in a long-term relationship takes some practice, but it's totally doable. This program will help you make it real. The first message of this program is, don't just have sex, make love. Most people, when they hear the words making love, immediately assume it means having a sexual exchange. Have you ever really considered why that is? This description of sex is used because through the ages, sex has been and still is one of the best ways we humans have to create more love in our relationship, in our lives, and on the planet. It's not the only way, but it's a really good way. Unfortunately, having sex doesn't always equal making love. Creating more love isn't what people are taught to think about as the most important thing when they're having sex. Sex is promoted in popular culture as a means to pleasure, excitement, and pleasing your partner, and these are very good reasons for having sex. It's just that the media inadvertently promotes the more mechanistic sex as the norm. Here are some typical headlines we see every day on magazine covers. Tips for hotter sex. 27 ways to drive your man wild. How to have more sizzling orgasms. Make sex last longer. 5 new techniques to dazzle your woman in bed. It's quite rare that you see the word love appear in any of the headlines, and this can make us forget to look for love. The second message of this program is equally important. Don't just live together. Make love together. So many long-term couples have allowed their sex life to gradually fade away and resigned themselves to a life of companionship and maybe occasional sex. Some couples even feel they've come to a total impasse and have given up altogether. But there are so many things a couple can do to bring the spark and passion back to their partnership, no matter what the situation, how long they've been together, or what age they are. The third message of this program is for those of you who are already making beautiful love, and the message is, yes, you're right, you can make even more love. All the pleasure, love, intimacy, grace, ecstasy, spiritual union, and awakening that you can possibly imagine is indeed available to you. Use this program to deepen your experience of this world of ecstasy. I've spent many years helping people with their sex lives, love lives, and spiritual lives. This program presents to you many of the topics that come up over and over in my practice, and the insights and practices that have helped people the most. Some of the ideas I present to you here may seem strange, or at least unfamiliar at first, but they work. They've proven very successful for my students and clients. While listening, you may in moments be touched in ways that make you feel things. You may possibly feel sad, vulnerable, or a little upset. Please allow for that. It's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a great thing. It means that deep layers of your being are getting activated. Movement is happening. Welcome it. A lot of power and joy are hidden in these places of discomfort. Let yourself be touched. That's how new and beautiful things emerge. Don't allow this program to make you feel self-critical or hopeless. I know I paint the picture of what's possible, and in moments it may feel like that's far away from where you are. That doesn't mean that wherever you are is wrong. You are a beautiful being on an exciting journey, exactly where you need to be right now, in no way deficient. All is well. This program is designed to take you in the direction of more love, joy, and pleasure, no matter where you've been or whether you're 18 or 80. Let it take you there without being hard on yourself. Also, you may question me in moments, thinking I've got it all the wrong way around. I have to introduce some pieces of the puzzle first, and you may not see right away how it fits together. I really encourage you to listen to the whole recording and allow the bigger picture of sacred lovemaking to become clear before you form an opinion. For some of you, the material at the beginning of this program may seem too basic, especially if you're an experienced lover or a longtime sacred sex practitioner and have been on the spiritual path for a while. And of course, by all means, you can skip tracks or move straight to CD 2 anytime you want. At the same time, I've come to notice that some very important building blocks, insights, and practices are missing from many of the currently available sacred sex teachings. These contemporary adaptations of the ancient tantric and Taoist teachings and other spiritual sex practices don't always give the full picture. This has led to much misunderstanding and many dead ends. What I'll be giving you here is not just one piece, but many pieces of a puzzle that before long will make a whole. The whole being ecstatic, loving sex. Consistently great sex in a long-term or short-term relationship. Sex that takes you to heaven. So if you find yourself thinking, I don't really need to listen to this, I already know that, or get to the meat of it already, bear with me. I have to start by laying a foundation so that the exercises and assignments later on make sense to you deeply and fully, not just in your mind, but also in your psyche and on a cellular level. In Zen Buddhism, all students, no matter how many years they've been meditating and studying, are asked to come to each and every practice with a beginner's mind. I encourage you to come to this program with a beginner's mind also, as if you were coming to the topics of sex and love, passion and ecstasy for the first time. This way, some entirely new perspectives and possibilities may open up for you. Whatever you end up doing, don't miss tracks 1 and 2 of CD 2. These tracks are a crucial part of the program. The best way to listen to this program is also the way I want you to approach sex. Relax. Don't think too much. Just feel, sense, and breathe. Let my words sink into that deeper part of you that knows intuitively how to use what I'm saying for the most pleasure, joy, and your highest good. When we relax deeply enough, when we drop inward into who we truly are, we will experience our inherent well-being and power. Without having to do anything to get there, when we allow space and silence, we will feel the benevolent, joyful, loving nature of the universe. Sex is a great way to help us relax into that effortless, natural state, and so is meditation. Both paths are equally valid. This program is about the first path, about learning how to allow our sexual nature to take us to the divine. My goal as a teacher of Tantra and as a sacred sex educator is primarily to help people come back to their innate, inbuilt sense of knowing. To help you uncover the wisdom about love and sex that your body, your heart, and your soul already has. And this is actually not hard to do at all. It's usually a very exciting, life-affirming, and sweet process. Following this program is rewarding not only because it leads to better sex and more intimacy, but also because it's a way to find a deeper connection with your own inner essence. It's a spiritual journey of opening. And once you get to the exercise part of the program, it'll be a lot of fun. Learning about love is an adventure. An adventure that's probably one of the most exciting, rewarding, and worthwhile experiences on Earth. I'm so glad that you decided to join me on this wonderful journey of discovery. You won't regret it.